May we capture the breeze of His Spirit and find ourselves on the shores of His perfect will for our lives. Amen. May we conquer the tempests and beasts that confront us along the way. Amen. Well, we had a few mishaps with the music. And the first one I didn't listen to. I just sent it to be put up. I didn't listen to it to double check it because I'd already done hours and hours worth of work on it. And then I found out I only sent the left side of the stereo music. So we had a very messy time with that. And I took it down, so it's not there anymore. But if you saw that and didn't see the ones that I put up after that, just know that that was not the right song. It was only half of it. So the Lord is really, really helping me with music. And He's been doing some wonderful things with Ezekiel and I in the music. And I wanted to say that after the message I gave you about Ezekiel's health, the Lord infused me with such a supernatural peace that I was not in the least troubled. He had bouts of pain, and I prayed and called for backup, and we all prayed, and he was relieved. After severe burning pain and cramps would come insights and prophetic words that gave us guidance and hope. And tonight we discussed what to do should the Lord allow him to have a near-death experience. One thing Jesus told him, "You have known me in my suffering. You shall know me in my resurrection." Wow. And true to the Lord's word, not only do I have peace, but music is flowing as it never has before. I'm learning new things every day about playing the piano. One thing I learned from this last piece was I don't like doing the final mix. It is so tedious. Besides that, I'm a novice. And I have more music to write and messages for us to grow spiritually. So I'm looking for a studio that does high-quality work, preferably a Christian one. Please let me know if you have a recommendation. But things that have been scattered are coming together. And Lana Vosser put out a word a while back about divine payback time is here, a time when Jesus will restore what has been stolen from us and deal with our enemies. Nevertheless, I do pray for my enemies. We're still believing the Lord for their conversion. I am seeing very clearly that Ezekiel's suffering is connected to my progress on the keyboard. We've known this about Simon's cross and intercessory suffering, but it is starkly obvious when he's suffering, I am very productive with music. When he's not suffering, things don't go so well. I need a foot up, dear ones. I need a motivational anointing. Believe and press in. The enemy is not short on lies to try and dissuade me. He's got mountains of lies, all prepared for the unwary. That, too, is one of Ezekiel's sufferings. He has painful, lying nightmares about me and other family members, and he wakes up defeated before he ever starts the day. And I continue to have dreams about the New World Order and what life will be like when it's in power. Those are very, very bleak and cold, I'll tell you. But I want to say to you, the devil frequently tortures you at night in order to make the next day miserable. He'll give you terrible dreams, and you'll wake up shaken, really shaken, and not knowing up from down. And I do pray over our sleep. We do cover ourselves in our sleep, but there's times when the Lord needs a suffering, and boy, I'll tell you, it's a pretty stiff suffering to be in a dream you can't get out of, where terrible things are going on. And this is something that the enemy has been doing with Ezekiel. Very painful. I want to mention that some of you have sent me the most beautiful and touching letters, and I so want to answer you. But if I don't, please know I read and pray over each one, and I am so grateful 1,000 times over for your loving thoughts and prayers. It means so very much to Ezekiel and I. It takes away much of the suffering and pain to know that you're being touched. And if you're without resources to get books from Amazon, which I have used only for the circulation that they have, please write to me and ask for whatever you need. And if we have it, I'll send it to you. Well, today I allowed myself to become scared. Ezekiel and I were discussing near-death experiences, and the Lord said his body is dying, but his healing could be at the last minute. Thinking about that was painful, and I started to become afraid. So what communion service reading do I get? Jesus walking on the water, and how Peter began to walk on the water, but took his eyes off Jesus and began to sink. Wow, the Lord doesn't let me go for long with unbelief. And for those of you who are not familiar with the scripture, this is in Matthew 14. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "Oh, you of little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. And so here in this episode of Unbelief with Peter, it's tied together with Jesus healing those who touched the edge of his cloak. So that was a real encouragement for me in the service this evening. Jesus began to speak to me. "Some of you have begun well on your journeys to grow into what I have called you to do. To you, I say, do not allow the winds of doubt spawned by Satan to deter you in any way. Hold fast to the promises I've given you, and you will see my glory in its fulfillment. Don't grow weary or slack in well-doing. This is the time of favor. Press in, and I will give you breakthroughs. Don't be intimidated by situations around you, family, finances, health, unexpected visitors and situations, changes at work, difficulty with children. All of these things are meant to distract you away from prayer and executing my perfect will for you." By the way, I just wanted to tell you, I got a note from someone. There was an assignment against heart dwellers to cause them to be distracted away from prayer. And I broke those assignments, but I would ask you to please be sure that you don't allow that to happen. "All of you," Jesus continued, "who are serious about what I've put in your hands are being opposed. There are assignments against you. Use the binding prayer and keep going. Do not slacken on the prayers, as some of you have. Prayer is your lifeline to me, and without it, your chances of succeeding are not good. Do not be of the worldly mindset. I'm too busy to pray. Look at all I have to do. I'll pray after it's done. May I tell you, this is a lie directly from the mouth of Satan to acknowledge your goodwill to pray, but nonetheless divert you, because the things in your life that you have allowed to be pressing to the point where you spend little or no time in prayer, they will continue until the day I take you from the earth. So don't allow that lie to deceive you. The success of all your endeavors, the peace of your household, the provision you need, the skills you need, all of those things and much more are dependent upon prayer. Your success is in direct proportion to the time you spend in serious prayer, worship, and thanksgiving. Those acts even cover for the distractions and ploys of the devils to interfere with your work. Rebuke them and do not allow them to take you off track. Some of you are already doing this and are having amazing success and results. You are united to me, my beautiful brides, and I'm working through you. I will teach you all you need to know and even execute it through your hands. The devils would not target you for distractions if you are wasting time on yourself. No, they delight in getting you tied up in some useless project that takes you away from serving me. Be careful when you're called upon to do something. You do not have to say yes to anything. What you give to men, you will take from me. Unless it's a work of charity, be very careful not to get entangled in the affairs of the world. And as an aside here, I just talked with a young woman who has a marvelous talent for music. She's been getting hit with every conceivable obstacle to steal her peace and wear her out and cause her financial fears. She just got some wonderful equipment to work with, and now she's being seriously opposed. Well, she quit her job to apply herself to music, and a couple of weeks later her husband had his hours cut at work. Then they were having marital issues. Then her old boss called her up and said, "I can't run this business without you. Everything's falling apart around me. Please, please, please come back to work." Then she found out he ended up in the hospital because of the stress. He begged her to come back, calling her several times a week. But she had given that time to God and would not take it back from him. Good for you, sweetheart. So you see, we're all being beset with trials and distractions. But in the process of sticking with God and not giving up, he's making us wiser and stronger to overcome the very things that in the past would have brought us to a screeching halt. In this perseverance, in the face of all these threats, if we keep our eyes on the Lord, knowing we are doing his will, there is no way we will fail. Jesus continued, "Well said. Today, my love, you allowed doubt to begin working against you, that I might not be faithful to heal your husband. Please, beloved, do not even contemplate such destructive and lying thoughts. You will be getting many more of these bouts thrown at you. But if you continue to renounce them and get your wits about you, I will continue to sustain you in my perfect peace. Fight the good fight, Claire. Look at the progress you are making with music. See how much closer you've gotten to me." Wow, that's been beautiful. "Pay heed to Ezekiel's revelations and insights. All these things have meaning for you and are there to encourage you to stay in the spirit and not get in the flesh." Yeah, one of those things was an extremely real dream that we had. We were in Russia with President Putin and some very, very poor people. We were at a monastery, and I was wearing my old gray Franciscan habit, and so was Ezekiel, which is quite a flashback. Anyway, we were there, and we were ministering to these poor people, and they were getting healed left and right. And we had a beautiful time with President Putin. He was very kind and gentle, and just a beautiful man. So he had that dream. Now, if that's going to be fulfilled, he can't die. So that's just one of the little things that the Lord has shown us. And Ezekiel also is being taken to different places at night to minister, and he wakes up remembering it. That's wonderful. I think the Lord doesn't let me see that because I've got too much pride. But I know that there have been times when I've been in places ministering to people. It's amazing what the Lord does with our spirits at night. It's just amazing. Jesus continued, "With each difficulty that comes with his deteriorating health, I will bring the remedy and sustain you in peace. I have given you many signs that this is authentically me speaking to you and allowing this. They are there to anchor your faith each day as you press into your calling. Pay close attention to them. Take time to review them and know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am God. I am with you. What I have said, that will I do, and nothing short of it. My brides, the breeze is in your favor to bring you to the shores of your dreams. Sail on. Ignore the squalls that erupt. Ignore the sharks circling the boat. Ignore the reefs that seem to lunge out at you. Ignore every attempt that the devils make to stop you. Press in. and I will see to it that you have the victory. Amen.